There were so many past memories that came to mind when I began to pray about the readings for today. Memories of my younger years of what I would call a religious revert. What did that mean? I always grew up Catholics, and I loved my Catholic faith. But when I had this reversion, the going back and going deeper into my faith, I established what I would call a religious zeal to know more about a catechism, know more about a faith. But here's the problem. I was so rigid and so focused on defending the faith that I become very obnoxious to other people. Things have to be black or white. I would have no problem upholding the catechism, the teachings of the church to other people, but I would never have any dialogue or try to understand them. At the end of the day, I looking back at my younger self, I found myself was full of myself, but not full of Christ. What do I mean by that? I said all the right things, I did all the right things, but I was lacking charity. I didn't really love my brothers and sisters or try to dialogue with them and lead them toward Christ. I was so full of myself that I wanted to prove to myself that I knew everything, that I have the answer to everything, and that I was right. This is exactly what the good Lord said today in the gospel readings, because the scribes and the Pharisees were full of themselves. They can quote the scriptures, they can quote the law, and they can teach, but they lack charity. Again, going back to what I said last week when we say that God is love, Deus caritas est, this love had to be charitable. This love had to be self-giving. This love had to be selfless. This love had to be sacrificial. This love had to require us to die to ourselves and to become more Christ-like each day. My brothers and sisters, this love requires us to have the humility, the meekness of Christ. Even when we have to defend the truth, even when we have to teach the truth, even when we have to correct other people, because of the truth. But we cannot, my brothers and sisters, use arrogance or let ourselves be full of self-righteousness. We must use all of the things that come through a life of prayer, to a life of worship, but with charity, so that we can dialogue, so that we can understand, so that we can also act with the same charity, the same forgiveness, the same mercy that God had first afforded to us through the sacraments, through the life of the church, through our own discipleship, and through our own conversion. The same mercy extended to us have to be extended to others. I'm not asking you to somehow change the church teaching. I'm not saying that. Don't misquote me, But I'm saying that you and I can find creative ways, new ways, charitable way, loving way, personal way, intimate way, Christ-centered way to preach the gospel and to teach what the church teaches with love, with humility, with forgiveness, and most of all, with patience. Even when other people are not ready to receive the truth, we must have mercy and patience to pray for them and to wait for them. Too oftentimes, I see so many people when they start quoting scripture or the church teaching, don't get their way, they get defensive. And then sometimes too, very negative and very egocentric, that they begin to attack other people too. That is not Christ-like. And we will lead no one to Him if we do that. Because ultimately, we make ourselves our master because we are full of ourselves. And Christ teaches us today that we only have one master. And we are all his servants. We are all collaborators in the Lord's vineyard, working together and bringing people to him. My brothers and sisters, the greatest humble pie that I had to swallow and eat for myself was to recognize that I am not a savior. I cannot save other people. There is only one savior, Christ Jesus. Think about that. Think about that and let that instill within your heart, within your mind, within your soul, within your words, within your action, within your life, my brothers and sisters. We are not saviors of this world. We cannot save other people. We can only teach the truth in love, in kindness, with dignity, with respect, and ultimately with patience. So that we lead other people to him. And if they're not ready, we have to pray for them, for their conversion of heart, so that we can grow in that patience, waiting for the Lord to be at work according to his time and not our time. So oftentimes we attack other people and we lack charity because we want things our way. And at the end of the day, we're full of ourselves instead of full of him. Which leads me toward the second reading today. St. Paul says very clearly from the first letter to the Thessalonians, brothers and sisters, we were gentle among you at nursing mother care for her children with much affection, not burdening any of you, but to preach the word of God, which is now at work in you who believe. Listen to what St. Paul said. Yes, we know that St. Paul sometimes had to exhort and teach people when they've done wrong. But he also have that affection, that gentleness, that love for the children that he bore through the gospel. He had a lot of affection, forgiveness, gentleness, and patience for them. And he only called them out when they were too full of themselves. So that he planted the seed of the gospel and allowed the word of God to change them. The word of God at work in them who believe. Do you believe that, my brothers and sisters, that we collaborate, not the master? And therefore, with gentleness, with understanding, with affection, with compassion, with mercy, we have to teach the truth and lead people to the truth in Christ, through Christ, with Christ, and for Christ. Take some time today, my brothers and sisters, to reflect upon yourself and myself. When we have to defend the faith, when we have to live the faith, are we too full of ourselves? Do we lack patience? Do we lack love? Do we lack understanding? And do we lack Christ? Are we too full of ourselves? Or is Christ living in us and through us? Be gentle, be real, be loving, be merciful, be kind, be firm in the truth, and learn how to be patient, creative, but also loving and teaching the truth to others so that we lead people toward that conversion of heart, not just out of guilt, shame, or fear. Again, lead people to a conversion of heart, not out of guilt, shame, or fear. We must lead them to Christ, who is the master, for we are his servants. We must lead them toward Christ, who is the savior, who is the Redeemer, who is the Lord, not ourselves. So let us die to ourselves so that he live in us and through us, so that our charity, our love, lead other people to him as well.